The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for the headlines of the day. News or no?
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
News or no? Who blew one yesterday?
Me.
You just blew it on something stupid. You blew it on me for no reason.
It wasn't no reason. I deserve to shut you up.
All right. Shall we begin?
We shall.
Okay.
Good evening.
That was well played, because if she had said good evening, I was going to nope her before
yeah,
she even got through evening.
That's why I waited.
She just sat there because she knew that I was stewing. And now it seems weird to do it on the second story. But if she had started, I'd have noped
her. Story is something that everyone in this room is going to want to hear. So go ahead, T-Hack.
Oh.
That's kind of a let. Well, here's my dumb story. Welcome to the program, everybody. Martha Stewart in the news. As she is releasing her own skincare line. She's teamed up with the same dermatologist who helped with Hailey Bieber's Rode products.
Ooh.
Which she sold for a bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is a great idea.
Is that how you say it? Rode?
Rode,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, Rode. Yeah. Martha Stewart, she's 84 years old. She says there's a gap in the skincare market for women her age.
Really?
For sure. It's all focused on, like, you don't want to age, rather than, like, you have aged a little, but you can still look great and feel good in your skin.
Oh. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Does Martha look good right
Martha
now?
I haven't seen her.
She looks phenomenal. Yeah. Wasn't she just on Sports Illustrated or something?
I think that was like 2 years ago, but yeah.
Still.
How old is she? In her 80s?
84.
Yeah, she's 84. The line debuts in September. There's two products, a serum that targets the signs of aging and an oral supplement addressing internal aging triggers.
Just so you know, T-Hack raised his eyebrows at the word oral.
I was just trying to focus.
That's genius. I think that skincare should be internal.
I have the prices as well. What do you think,
okay.
Martha's?
The
serum, yeah.
This serum, like, I've used this like vitamin C serum before
that
from like IS Clinical, and like it's a vial like this big.
Yeah.
And it's like $150. It's
ridiculous. Do you know the fluid ounces of her serum?
I don't. I'm sorry. No.
Okay, I'm going 96.
I'm going a buck and a half. I'm going all the way.
150?
Yeah.
75.
I don't know who wins. So it's $135 for the serum. Yeah.
I think it's technically Erica, because if it's Price is Right rules, it's closest without going over.
What about that oral supplement?
Yeah, that'll only cost you $50.
Does she have one? Goes the other.
Okay, stop. What is wrong with you? A child somewhere is now going, Mommy, what is it Miwa Slacker does? That? Gosh. Good evening.
Good evening.
Starbucks is don't do it, Slacker. No, don't do it. Starbucks is looking to release some new products, including protein drinks. I freaking love this because, you know, we're all on our, like, trying to get as much protein as possible game.
Dutch Bros has protein drinks.
Do they? Yeah. That's great to know.
I'm sorry, but Dutch Bros, it's terrible. I'm like, if you're a child, you love Dutch Bros, but like Dutch Bros, you cannot be a grown ass human and think Dutch Bros is good.
Dutch Bros will send me to the moon if I drink their coffee.
It's because
it's
a little bit of caffeine, but so much sugar.
That's probably
like they're
what
so
it is.
Like. Yeah. I want to like
sugar free versions. It's fine.
But isn't Starbucks coffee not very good either?
Oh,
isn't
I love a Starbucks
I love me some
coffee.
Starbucks blonde espresso. Let's go. Mm. But like when I make coffee
their
at home,
drip
I do put protein.
Trash.
In it.
Okay,
you
what
do?
Coffee?
Their drip coffee.
Oh, well, see,
yeah,
and I know.
Oh my gosh, it's terrible.
Yeah, but I do. I have collagen protein. Yeah, that I throw in.
Or so do I.
Why don't you come over and I'll make you something with my old Breville?
Date. Well, Starbucks is going to be doing, you know, the cold foams that they'll put on top of their drinks. Those will be protein. No sugar added. You'll be able to then mix them into your drink, all that. They're also going to look at doing some coconut water-based beverages and improved baked goods.
Does anybody like coconut water?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
When you put it in your mouth, you're like, this tastes like coconut water. This is amazing. And then it degrades into like you just licked a marathoner's armpit.
Isn't it a bit slimy?
No.
It's got a little slime. There
no,
is
it
that.
Doesn't.
But then it turns into like alkaline salty. It's like you licked a battery and like a sweaty battery. Like,
interesting. Like hand over the sweaty battery.
In a Bikram yoga class, you like,
Aaron knows
take
where
a battery
to find
out
him
of
for free. What are you doing? Once again, mommy, what does it mean when sucker? Stop!
You like a Bikram battery. You get it, right?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yep.
We've all been in a yoga class and somebody's got a
sound.
Wait, what are you?
Somebody's got a.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If predictions are true, the number of natural redheads will dwindle down and basically be extinct by 2100.
Really?
But I've also heard that that's not actually going to happen because it's a recessive gene and then therefore it just like still pops up. I don't know.
Right. I feel like that's very strange.
Shut up. There's no way it's going anywhere. But you're not helping yourselves by not seeking out
others.
Rupert Grint or whatever his name is and like bedding him down.
I have dated. I don't have a type. I've dated
white
men,
really
black
don't.
Men. I don't have one.
You don't.
The only people I won't date, other redheads, because people assume that
them.
We are siblings.
Oh.
I didn't think about that.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yep. Do you guys trust a redheaded man? I just like... <there's
something.
laughs> Why? A bad experience.
Oh. They're all the same.
They're all the same.
Show us on the doll what he did. Did it go like this?
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.